right. That was a replacement song called I Owe You. I want to mention before we get going, I got Justine here, but before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about a band called Mono in Stereo. They're on the Rumbar label, and they have a single out. You can pre-order this thing if you go to the Rumbar site. It's not available, I think, till early July, actually, but I've liked this band for a long time. They're from the Illinois area, I think Rockland, and they have a new single out. I'll be playing a lot more of Mono in the coming weeks. Tonight's kind of packed with stuff, but I am going to play the single. I like it a lot, and then we'll be back in about two songs with Justine from Justine the Unclean.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close to where we're headed.
Working, try holding back, let's see what's been lurking left behind.
right, that was Brad Marino with Broken Clocks off his CD Extra Credit. Before that, Mono and Stereo. The song was called The Conversation. That's also the name of the EP. As I said, I'll be playing a lot more of that in the coming weeks. And now I'm here with Justine Cobalt of Justine the Unclean.
Hi, Skybar. How you doing?
Good to have you back.
It's great to be here.
We got some stuff to babble about today.
That we do.
We got a show to talk about. Which is actually that's one hell of a lineup.
Yeah, Saturday night, Sally O'Brien, Saturday, May 4th. We got Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls, fresh off their guest spot at the Rumble, and as returning champions. And Tiger Bomb, all the way from Portland, Maine. They're fantastic. We played a show with them at Ralph's out in Worcester in December. I just love them. And then we got some new friends, Run, Hide, Fight, all the way from Philadelphia. And this chick, Gita, who sings for this band, she wears a big beehive wig and she plays like a Rick Nielsen-style double-neck guitar. It's
wow.
A very garagey-sounding thing. There's nothing not to love about it. It's a great bill. We're going to have a fantastic time. And, of course, my band, Justine and the Unclean, will be playing, too.
And you, speaking of the Rumble, you just had that experience.
We did that, yeah.
And I love what you said about it. It's the experience of meeting people and
getting
new fans and other bands.
Yep.
And
saw a lot of really cool bands, met some really cool new people. We're already starting to put shows together with some of the other bands
that
we're in sequence there, and played to a packed room and played our best, felt really good about it. So all around it was a really, really good experience. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah. No, you guys were great.
Thank you.
And so there's a lot more we're going to get to.
Yeah, but, one of the things I wanted to mention is that we're working on our next album, which is going to be out on Rumbar Records, of course, sometime in
the
early...
The phone's ringing.
I wonder if that's who I think it is.
It might be a bit early. We'll find out.
The person's going to be surprised to find themselves on the
WMFO in Medford. WMFO. Carry on.
it's a crank caller. Early 2020 on Rumbar Records will be our next studio album. We're in the studio right now at Woolly Mammoth with David Minahan recording stuff. And I got a couple songs from that upcoming album to play for you tonight.
Cool. And I imagine, you can go with it.
Okay. This song's called Fourth Love. Thank you.
So that'll be on a...
upcoming release, yes.
You keep these releases coming. You're working at it.
Yeah.
No let up.
I like to write songs, and I'm lucky to have a really good band to work
with.
Yeah,
they're a crack outfit you got there, indeed.
Yeah, they're the best.
I'm going to play some stuff by these bands that are going to be at this place. How much does Sally's hold? Any idea?
I think the capacity is around 125. We're going to test it Saturday night.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, you get... And did you throw this lineup together?
Yeah. Kirsten and I did. Yep.
Who's the Philly? Who's the Run Hide? Is it Run Hide Fight? Run Fight Hide? I always get
run,
that.
Run Hide Fight.
Who was that? Her connection? How do you?
No, actually, Gita reached out to me. She saw a video of my band online somewhere and was like, "Hey, we think we'd be great to play together, and we're gonna have them up here, and at some point we'll go down and play with them in Philly." But yeah, then she sent me the video of her band, and I was like, "Beehive, Rick Nielsen guitar.
There's
nothing here not to love. I'm in." Yeah, so we're excited to play with them and have them come visit us.
All right. I'm going to play something by Tiger Bomb. Probably, I'll get them all in there. I might get Chris's new single here, but I'm gonna play a couple tunes, and we'll be back and strum some more. This is Tiger Bomb. That was Tiger Bomb, you heard, who are going to be one of the bands playing Saturday night at what should be a banged out Sally O'Brien's. And you have some other projects that you're in, as well as The Unclean.
I do. I have a new project called The Black Threads, and that's with Johnny Shasha and Jimmy Scopa. Johnny Shasha's in The Crank Tones and Jittery Jack and Roy Sludge Trio, and Jimmy Scopa is in Stan Martin Band and Sludge Trio, and they're both phenomenal musicians.
We've got a phone call.
All right.
Hold on. WMFO in Medford.
Hey, it's Carissa.
Hey.
Hi.
You made it through.
Yes. I called a little bit early, but wanted to catch you guys.
Yeah, no, it's cool. You've had a busy day.
Yeah, it has been busy. It's been good. I'm back in Lowell right now. I haven't been back here in a long time, so
right.
My old campus.
Oh, you did?
You guys, I wish I was there.
You went to school in Lowell? You still there?
No. No, I actually dropped out. I left not too long ago. Well, I mean, but I actually just got my degree yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Finally finished up.
Congratulations.
Online classes.
Cool.
Yeah, it feels like a relief. But it's funny. It makes it so funny to be back here, like, the day after.
Yeah.
But it's just because I've been gone away. I mean, it was finished back in January, but, no, it's cool though. It's coming back to Lowell.
So you're jacked up for this Saturday night?
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's a great lineup of bands.
It's a banger. It's going to be awesome.
You got that lineup? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so soaked. And I don't know, Sally's been, they actually just got a new stage, too, right? I mean, it must be some time since they got that, but
yeah.
I was like, whoa, this place is cool now.
New stage and new PA. It sounds great in there. Yeah.
Awesome.
And you were great at the Rumble, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, my God, that was so fun.
Yeah.
We had confetti cannons and everything.
Yeah.
Special effects.
Yeah, special guests and special effects.
Yeah.
The phone's kind of breaking up. But we'll, if you're there, we'll see you this weekend. And thanks for calling in, all right, Carissa?
See you Saturday night, Carissa.
Indeed. We'll see you. That was kind of a...
technical difficulty.
We got some of it. Yeah, I think she sounds like she was on the road.
Yeah.
She's probably like traveling through like bad and good zones and all that stuff.
She's a very busy rock star.
I know.
She's got a lot going on.
I know. She has a ton. And she's actually, I think, coming in next week. And he had a
awesome. That's great.
And I think she started booking shows at a new club.
Yeah,
and
she's booking shows at the Jungle.
Yeah.
And
is that an old what?
It's in Union Square. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't. I think it's over by where the Speakeasy is or something. But
yeah.
I haven't been there yet. I think their grand opening's in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it is. We'll find out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk more about the threads we were discussing them. Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so the Black Threads is a trio, and we started playing together at the Mess Around at the Plow. I just asked them to do some songs with me because I'm kind of into the Everly Brothers, and I heard Johnny singing, and I was like, you know, I it sounds like he's got that kind of range where we could harmonize. And so we started doing that, did a few Everly Brothers songs, and then we kind of branched out, and now we're doing some girl group stuff. We're doing a Beatles song, but we're also starting to do some of my originals. And so the song I'm going to play for you next is a song that I wrote for the Black Threads, but just to say, we're playing Somerville Porch Fest. Once is having a beer garden in their back parking lot. That's
cool.
Saturday, May 11th. We're on around 3:30, and then we're also playing the Arlington Porch Fest because we'll just do any Porch Fest anywhere.
Arlington Porch Fest, I might actually be able to attend.
Ah, so
it's in my hood.
Arlington Porch Fest, Saturday, June 8th, and we're at Marty and Aaron's house, and that's at 51 Lombard Ave in Arlington at 2 p.m.
Lombard.
So we're just porching it all over town. So this is a song I wrote for the Black Threads, and we'll be doing it at both those shows. This is a country song, sort of, in as much as I play country music, and it's called He Never Reminds Me of You. It's not unusual to find you holding up that bar, closing off that honky tonk, looking like a movie star. You're signing autographs inside your twisted mind. Got myself a new man, and it's crazy twice as kind. He never tries to make me jealous. He never tries to make me blue. He don't make himself feel better by criticizing.
that's like a yeehaw kind of song after that.
Yeah. Right? Yeehaw.
Good stuff.
That's right.
Good stuff. Well, like I said, we're going to play, I want to play all the bands that are going to be there Saturday night. And this is, we just talked to Carissa on the phone. This is her newest single. And I'm going to play a couple songs, then we'll be back and talk some more. Right now, this is a new one by Carissa.
But I have to tell myself, just what the heck is it, lead to somewhere?
Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke from Justine and the Unclean. You sang that song like one of your first times on my show.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I think before like it was formed into what became
Probably, Heights. Probably, yeah. Yep.
It was one of those like now, it's one of those songs that you sang. It's you were like, I don't think we haven't put this on anything yet, but
that's right,
it's
Sky Barney.
Gonna be
you
on.
Get the exclusives.
I got, I did. And I was like, I like this song a lot.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You also have other stuff. You have a Mess Around.
Yeah, so we have the Mess Around. We're doing every third Sunday at the Plow. And it's from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. And this is upcoming in May is our third anniversary of doing the Mess Around. So it'll be 3 years.
The Mess Around crew was in here a little while ago.
We were tearing up the place. Yeah. So our guests on May 19th, we have Pete Niffing from White Dynamite and Jesus, and we have Adam Sherman from the Billy Connors Project. Yep. And then our usual suspects, Jay Allen and Tom Baker, plus Johnny Shosh and Jimmy Scope will be playing some Black Thread songs with me. And then on June 16th, that at the June Mess Around, we have Carissa Johnson joining us, as well as Lee Harrington from The Neighborhoods,
wow,
and Terry O'Malley from Stop Calling Me Frank, who is a Rum Bar label mate. And then Jay Allen, myself, and Johnny and Jimmy again. So we got a couple of really good Mess Arounds.
I'm predicting that to be a full Mess Around.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Lee Harrington and Justine and Carissa and... Wow.
And Terry O'Malley. Yeah. Terry, yeah. And Lee's fantastic. He's done the Mess Around a few times.
Yeah,
and he has just the right spirit. Like, he's hilarious and does great covers and really thinks about what he's going to do. And yeah, he's our alternate. He's standing in for Tom Baker, who's going to be away at a hockey tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yearly.
Yep.
All right. You want to...
Yeah, so I'll do one more. This is a song that actually I've done at the Mess Around a few times, and I do this with Black Threads, and I'm recording it with the Unclean, so we'll see where it lands.
Okay.
But this is called You and Me Against You and Me. Thank you.
should have like an applause thing here.
Yeah. Right. A roaring crowd.
Yeah. Because I'm always like, great, awesome. Should have like a crew back here to chant along with me. But no, those are great songs. Anything else you want to add about the show?
No, just everybody should come because it's going to be a serious, serious night of rock and roll business. It's going to be fantastic. And all four of these bands are going to be super fun. And
yeah, I've seen them all except obviously the band from Philly.
Yep.
I've not seen them, although I have their single, which hopefully I will play in a minute or two here. But yeah, I saw Tiger Bomb at, I forget who they were with. I saw them at once.
Yeah, I think they were playing with the Smitty Band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah. I think they, do they have some Detroit tie?
Linda's from Detroit.
Okay, yeah.
And so is Smitty, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I love being here.
Yeah, I love having you. And you can stick around if you want or not. I'm going to play, like I said, Run, Hide, Fight. I'm going to play something. One of my favorite Carissa songs called After All on her latest release, Talk, Talk, Talk. Might throw one more Justine thing in there. And I'll be back in a bit. But right now, this is going to be Run, Fight, Run, Hide, Fight. I always get those in that order. I think that's what it is, though. Here we
go. That's it. Run, Hide, Fight.
Here we go.
Left all my roses behind, left As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
That was Justine and the Unclean with Bring Me Fire. I want to thank her for coming in. Before that, we also had Krista Johnson with After All. And time's always like about 9 minutes here. But I'm going to play, I'll be back one more time to say see you, but I'm going to play a quick one by, I think, Buffalo Tom. And we'll be back one more time to wrap this up.
Was it time of coming and going? A time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter.
We're wrapping this up. That was Buffalo Tom with All Be Gone. It's 8:55, a little after 8:55, WMFO in Medford. Once again, this Saturday night at Sally O'Brien's, Justine and the Unclean, Tiger Bomb, Run, Hide, Fight, Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls. It's one hell of a lineup. I need some water here. I'm parched. I want to thank Justine again for coming in and playing a few tunes for us. Sam's up next with his usual fantastic show. I'm going to close with something by the Downhalls. See you next week. Peace.